special testimony to the Oakland and Battle Creek churches. Heaven Ashamed. If all could see themselves as they file into the house of God in Battle Creek, the great heart of the work, and know the record which the Lord's Watcher bears to heaven of the means squandered on themselves, if they could see the array of figures standing against their names, they would not feel very much satisfaction or real enjoyment in the exhibition of themselves before the heavenly universe. It is written off against their names, "Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting." These cannot but be the ones included in the number who had the gay apparel, or those who occupied the highest seats. The very principle that leads them to dress as they do, that makes heaven ashamed of them, will reveal in them a love of dress, a love of outside appearance, at the expense of the soul. These persons may have constant opportunities for serving God, but they are not in vital connection with Him. If they only would do the words and works of Christ, they would realize a blessing which they could never enjoy in the service of self. There is a reward offered for the right use of our talents in devising methods for doing highest service for God, irrespective and forgetful of poor, vain self. Dress and love of the world may take the first place in their thoughts, but Jesus appoints them the lowest place. They gather to themselves, they drink in vanity, they live to please self. Self is the center of their thoughts, and they are never fully useful. Although they may have a connection with the work of God, they grow earthward, not heavenward. The human agent must use his God-given talents of mind, of strength, of thought, in the service of the Master. But they are often misapplied and occupied with poor, weak, unworthy self. Unsanctified self will never see the kingdom of God. It must die, and Christ must live in the thoughts and be enshrined in the heart. His glory is to be kept ever in view, else they will occupy the lowest seat, not in His service, for they will have no part in God's work. God will not accept the selfish, divided soul. "He that will come after me," He says, "let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." The love of display, the love of adornment, is an effectual barrier to the obtaining of the inward adorning. God exhorts His people, "Whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, and of wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." Then shall we not seek to secure to ourselves that which the Lord pronounces a great price?